After two editions of the Unexpected Festival that produced murals around Fort Smith, more murals are popping up all across the region. Public art is becoming more prevalent in Northwest Arkansas. Within the last few weeks, a trio of murals popped up in three different towns. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently spoke with the artist behind some of the newest art in our region, and she has this report.
No, I got three sunscreen deliveries in 10 minutes.
Sunscreen is essential if you're going to spend your day painting an exterior brick wall during an Ozark summer. On this hot, sunny afternoon, artist Olivia Trimble stands atop a boom lift painting the new Experience Fayetteville logo on the westward-facing wall of the Visitors Bureau.
It's approximately 400-plus square feet. It's like 25 feet by 20, so it's a big one.
The new mural, which is located on the southeast corner of the downtown square, features the state of Arkansas, which is painted a bright orange that really pops in front of a cream background. One night before she started painting, Trimble projected the image onto the wall using an overhead projector she placed on top of her car.
Like an overhead projector like we used in elementary school. And my stepdad, Eric Snodgrass, who's also a sign painter, who he's been doing this as long as I've been alive, he was out to kind of supervise and help, and it's a good thing because I'm pretty short, and getting a projector on top of my car is hard work.
Once the logo was correctly positioned, she traced the image using a carpenter's pencil. Trimble says this project is pretty special because it's her biggest sign in the most prominent location.
I always think everything's a big deal. Like, it's all a huge deal to me every time. But this one was really special and a huge honor that they asked me to do this. You know, I've lived in Fayetteville all my life, and I'm, you know, love my town. So it was really exciting and meant a whole lot to be approached about it.
Trimble describes the recent flurry of new murals in Northwest Arkansas as a big step.
When I think of a wall that's painted, you know, when it's someone's branding, like Ozark Beer Co., when I put their logo up on Dixon, it's like a testament to, like, this is special, it's gonna be here for a long time, and it's kind of like planting your flag. So now we have people asking us to do murals and cool things like that, and I think that that is showing how our region is changing, and they're dedicated to long-standing art pieces done by working artists who are supporting their family. You know, it's progress. It's really cool, and it shows that our community, they're supporting the arts.
The Arts Center of the Ozarks has supported the arts for five decades, and that support is continuing in the form of a new mural on the outside of its downtown Springdale building. The gray walls are getting some color thanks to artist Matt Miller. The new painting features two large circles. Miller says these shapes, which have become a signature part of his art, symbolize the golden ratio, which connects us all.
In my mind, I don't know if people will get this from it, but this is what I process while I work on it. I kind of think of it as the barriers that we create ourselves around our deeper selves, right? So we create these barriers of identity, which can be cultural or it can be political or it can be religious or whatever it is, and we create these definitions for ourselves when really underneath it all, we're all on the same common thread. And so that's kind of what these represent to me, is just kind of like what lies beneath the cognitive dissonance we create in our minds, basically. But they could also just be pretty circles, whatever.
Each of the circles is comprised of several rings of different shades of blue and red.
So I started with turquoise blue here, and then I went red over here. And so it's kind of a play on your, when you look at them both, it's kind of difficult to see them both at the same time because they kind of contrast each other. But when I did that, what sprung the idea was that you've got the red and the blue, and I was like, oh, and that sprung the idea of like these barriers we create around ourselves, which can be directly related politically in our environment now, or it can go on all these other layers. But red and blue that's what kind of launched me into that. And then in the center of the blue, you've got the reds, and in the center of the reds, you got the blue, and then it'll be, in the center will be like a pearl white in both of them. So that'll kind of be that common tie, I guess.
Young artists will contribute to this work through a mural class being offered at the Art Center in July. After the kids create their design, Miller will tie the works together into a mural that will wrap around the northeast corner of the building. Miller says downtown Springdale has a lot of potential, and he expects all kinds of art will be popping up before you know it.
It's actually very inspiring seeing all these just like blank buildings and not a lot of like infrastructure that's already kind of telling you what to do in some form, if that makes any sense. It's kind of, it feels like a blank slate, especially when you have a gigantic arts building that's great. So, and then looking around, you know, it's just feels industrial, and it feels like it just feels like an inspiring space to me.
Since the opening of Crystal Bridges in 2011, art has been popping up all over Bentonville. One of the most recent additions is a painting of a giant blue octopus on the south-facing wall of Rapid Prototypes. Artist Jason Jones spent about a month painting the mural. The wall is 25 feet high, and the octopus is almost 90 feet long. Jones says the idea for the sea creature was actually suggested by another artist.
They were asking for like a Bentonville postcard mural, so there was a lot of discussion on Bentonville landmarks, you know, because they kind of put images in the words. So it's like, okay, what are some good landmarks to use? And they wanted it to kind of honor, you know, the city. So they ended up, like, my push was like, let's just make a landmark kind of thing. So that's kind of where the octopus came into play.
Jones still incorporated traditional landmarks into the painting. The large cephalopod's purple tentacles with white suction cups are wrapped around iconic Bentonville objects like Sam Walton's red and white pickup truck and Crystal Bridge's silver tree sculpture.
Most of my work, I try to think of, like, I just want it to be playful and fun. And, I mean, I kind of see it more as he's just kind of playing and interacting with these landmarks. There's been all kinds of interpretations on it, of course, it just happens. But, I don't know, there's been people say, like, they think it represents Walmart because it's blue. But a lot of it's just, like, the blue came from Rapid Prototypes. Their logo and, like, the facade of their building is, you know, blue in their windows. So, but I love hearing all the interpretations. It's just makes it more fun to me.
Jones says it's great to have more public art because it adds color to the region.
Even just driving here, you know, I noticed, like, you just pass thousands of signs and advertisements, and I don't know, to see some public art is just like a little breath of fresh air to me. You know, it's like something that stands out and different, you know, so I don't know. I really like it, and I like that it seems to just be taking off the past couple of years.
The city of Fayetteville has recently announced the creation of a Trail of Tears mural on the east-facing exterior wing walls of a railroad tunnel along the Chalagi Trail. Fort Smith artist Stacy Bates will paint the approximately 335-square-foot mural in the coming months. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
If you'd like to learn more about the stories you hear on Ozarks at Large, hear them again, or share them with friends through social media, you can do that at ozarksatlarge.com and KUAF.com. You can also listen to entire episodes of Ozarks at Large once again. It's all explained at our website. And if you'd like to subscribe to Ozarks at Large as a free podcast, you can do that too. You can subscribe through free services like iTunes and Stitcher. All the information you need at ozarksatlarge.com or KUAF.com.